Hey Loco sports fans, it's time for another edition of Last Night in the Loco. Wasn't planning on doing this on Monday mornings, but we had a whole mess of golfers out repping the Loco at all levels of competition this weekend, and we overlooked the big baseball game from Friday night, so we'll get to that as well. Let's get to it. Starting off on the links, it was a big weekend for Loco golfers, as I mentioned, starting with our man Bryson Nimmer down in the Dominican Republic. Bryson, a Bluffton native and Hilton Head Christian and Clemson alumnus, made the most of a Monday qualifying success this weekend. He fired a 7-under par on Sunday, bogey-free, by the way, to finish at 12-under for the week and tie for 11th at the PGA Tour's Corrales Punta Cana Championship. Nimmer was one shot away from notching a top 10, which would have earned him an automatic exemption into next week's Valero Texas Open. But such is the life for pro golfers caught between tours. Nimmer out there grinding, but he will be pleased with a career best showing on the big tour, the best finish by a Monday qualifier this season, and a paycheck just south of $90,000. He's 2-for-2 on the PGA Tour this year making cuts, which should bode well for another sponsor's exemption into the RBC Heritage next month. On the amateur circuit, Jonathan Griz from Hilton Head, great showing at the Azalea Invitational up at the Country Club of Charleston. He appeared to be rolling to the title, though. He finished third a year ago and looked like he was going to win it this year, up by four going into the back nine. But the back nine was Grizz's bugaboo all week. He was 4-over on three trips coming in, and Luke Clanton shot 3-under on the final 10 holes Sunday to overtake Grizz by two shots. Grizz, who's committed to play at the University of Alabama next year, had our friend Trace Lowther on the bag. So good times over there. Love Loco guys working together to bring home some hardware. And finally, over on the junior circuit, Claire Green, May River freshman, helped lead the Sharks to a state title in the fall. She shot a 1-over par 145 over 36 holes to earn a one-shot win over Blythewood's Ellis Stalvey in the South Carolina Junior Golf Association's Junior Series event at Fort Jackson over the weekend. Almost a Loco sweep. Hilton Head's J.P. Carr tied for second in the boys' division after Fort Mill's Hunter Warren drained an eagle putt on the first playoff hole. Buford's Jack Lubkin and fellow May River girl standout Robin Zatrur also with top five finishes. So the Loco looking good on the links this weekend. And finally, as I mentioned, a Friday night baseball game that we overlooked. Thomas Hayward with the big win on the road, beating Hilton Head Christian Academy 6-0. Rebels rolling all the way through it. Walker Taylor 3-for-4 with a triple and two RBIs. And Zane Wilson and Eli Menton combined on the shutout. THA's won 5 of its last 6, and they've got some big ones coming up this week. You'll hear all about them on Last Night in the Loco. Until next time, go Loco.